Falcon fans, welcome back. Welcome back. D Block, of course. Got the guys here with me.
Welcome to D Block.
Of course. I promise y'all every week, got a big surprise for you. Every week. This week, we're doing it real big. You know what I mean? I figured I'd go in the front office, bring one of the new guys to town, you know, bless him with our presence here at D Block. Hey, you know what? Scratch all that. No more introduction. Coach Mike Nolan. Welcome to D Block. Coach, come on in, baby.
D Block.
There we go. There we go. Okay, baby. What's going on, Coach? Welcome to D Block.
D Block, baby.
Good to see you, Coach.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you, Coach.
But
we got Harry.
Oh, we got Harry.
One love, baby.
Want to sit here?
Right here, Coach.
This is pretty much how we do it.
Good.
Hey, Craig.
As you can see, we got you a beverage.
Whatever you like.
My
choice?
Yeah,
we didn't
get you a soda.
Yeah.
It's all on
D Block. First of all, welcome to D Block, Coach.
Thank you.
If you don't know, if you probably haven't heard yet, this is what we call D Block, our little section of the locker room. We kind of linebackers, as you see.
Yeah.
Rowdy guys. It's our little section
in
of
the elite group.
There you go.
In the elite group.
We pretty much run the locker room. So we named it D Block.
Run it.
Anything. But anytime you want to come and just, you know, relax yourself, you know, get comfortable, grab your Gatorade, just, you know, be comfortable. Come over here to D Block.
Come to D Block?
Yeah, man.
Chill out.
You got a passport.
You got a passport.
You got a passport.
We got a passport.
We got a passport.
We got a fan here. We got music. You need music.
That's all you want to hear?
Anything you want to hear?
Well, I noticed you guys stole my CD. I heard it when I walked in.
Yeah. So we kind of have a little fun with it. Friday afternoon, we have a little fun with it. Bring a guest in.
Yeah.
Ask them a couple questions. Treat the fans. You know, it's all about the fans. We love the fans here, so we try to treat the fans and give them a little insight on the guests we may have on, you know.
So I understand you have some questions for me, huh?
Yeah, we got a little bit for
Are
you.
These tough questions?
Yeah,
there's no math questions.
No.
No math questions.
We're lying about
you.
We're
still
lying.
Change the math.
There you go. First of all, how's it been? How's it been your switch here to Atlanta? Coming to Atlanta, I know you're been a bunch of places, Miami, San Fran, you know. Yeah. How's it been?
It's been great. The players have been outstanding. Obviously, being welcome to the D Block's a big thing for me. No question. I haven't been welcome to any other part of the locker room yet, so this is good. Yeah, but it's been all good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, we want to welcome you in Atlanta, but we also want to welcome you in the D Block. Let's get away from football.
Right.
Away from football.
Good.
Let's talk about some of the things you like to do outside of the building. Wait for football.
Let's do it. Spare time. Well, got four, huh?
Downtime.
Well, me and my wife spend a lot of time with my wife. I'll keep it real clean.
Oh, hold on.
So I say wife now. I'm not letting you know. I'm getting older, right? So it's all clean.
Here we go.
Turn it off for now. Hold on, sir. Turn it off for a second. That's right. When you do get past 50, though, things are still good, okay, guys?
Okay.
There we go.
All right. Shout out to the wife.
We love the wife.
Here we go.
Kathy. We'll say Kathy. Miss Nolan and Kathy.
There we go.
Yep, spend time with my wife. Got four kids, two in California, two in Colorado. So when we get spare time, we usually travel to go see the kids.
Okay.
All right, if it's just me, like to do a little fishing.
Okay.
All right. Used to have the hobby of flying. Yep, but had to stop that. Wasn't enough time for flying. Small single engine planes.
Wow.
Yeah, no more though. No more. Yeah, took one down, put it in the dirt. No.
No.
Did you jump back?
Oh, shoot. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But anyhow, that's what I do.
We take pride in what we call our threads, we notice when you came in you keep it real smooth. Like, one day we may find you in the slacks and the button up and in the hard bottoms or whatever, you know. Yeah. So just elaborate on that a little bit. Give the fans a little insight.
Is that all you, Coach?
Is that the wife? Who gets the credit for that? That's me.
It started, it was the wife, but that's me now. No, it's, you know, I enjoy dressing up. I got a lot of nice clothes. You know, when I was that short time I was a head coach, you know, they gave me a lot of free clothes, so I got to wear them.
There we go.
So I got them, and that's what I do. I got a bunch of suits, wear them, and I enjoy coming in and looking sharp. And be honest with you, it's kind of for you guys. It is. I'll be straight with you. Okay. It really is.
I like the guys to know
the guys stand up there, you know, can at least dress right.
There we go.
You know?
Like that.
So, clean. Yeah, that's why. Yeah. So if you catch me on a dress down day, now you got to get on me hard because that's not good.
All right.
That's not me. No dress down. No Friday dress down.
There we go.
Got to dress.
Stand up, been set. D-Block.
Well, I know we wanted to get away from football a little bit, but I just got to ask you. When did you know you wanted to be a coach, and what was your first job at?
I knew, let me see here. Well, I always wanted to play, naturally, and I played all the way up, tried out in the NFL, got cut, maybe my, first year.
What position?
Huh? DB. I was safety. Right. Yeah, they slipped me a corner, and that's why they cut me. Because I
got D-Block. There we go, D-B.
That's cool.
Yep, tried out with Denver Broncos back in 1981.
Anyway,
yeah. So I left that, got cut, went back, got into coaching. That time I was in college about 6 years, and then went back to the Broncos of all places in '87. Been in the NFL since '87.
That's the year I was born, coach.
Yeah. Oh. '87. That was a good year.
Yeah.
There
we go.
Yeah. 59 for me. Yeah, 59.
There we go. Don't tell them your age, boy. Don't tell them your age.
That's right. Yeah.
I noticed you move around nice, though. We see you in the weight room doing your crunches. I don't want to give all your secrets, but we see you doing your crunches. You know, I see you. Were you big into the fitness?
I'm not. I give about my 30 minutes a day.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, I got to look good for the wife now, guys.
Maybe there you
now,
go.
As I just told you guys, turn it off.
Shout out to the wife. We love your wife. We love it.
You got to try to look good for the wife now.
Always.
Keep it up.
Always. D-Block. I think we got one on.
I got a little something, you know.
Yeah.
I'm fortunate enough to have the chance to play with you
when
you was a head coach in the Senior Bowl in 2008. Yeah. And I want to know what's the transition like from being a head coach to a coordinator, and what are the perks? What are the differences?
All right. What are the transition from a head coach to back to coordinator? All right. As you know, I was a coordinator before I went to head coach, so I was going back. You know, the head coach wears a lot more hats, guys. I'll say it like this. I'd say the head coach in a family is the dad, okay? And the coordinator's like big brother, you know? So the guy that has to do this stuff is the guy at the top. You know what I mean? He can hand it down, you know what I mean? But the other, as a coordinator, you're kind of big brother in the sequence of things. So that'd be a way as far as what it, you know, structurally that's kind of what it is, you know? You don't have the weight to do the big things, but, you know, you're trying to keep your brothers all in line.
Okay. All right. Good question. All right, let's stay with football. This is the question I got for you, coach. Preparing for the week. Let's say we got Denver Broncos. What's your – you don't have to give us, you know, all the X's and O's, but what's your strategy when you're preparing the beginning of the week? Do you watch the game tape, TV copy? Do you watch the cut-ups? Do you watch – you know, just give us a little insight on, you know, the fans as well as the players on how you break it down to start your week off.
All right. First thing I look at is the players. I take all the playmakers on the other team, and I watch all the cut-ups of every play they touched the ball or they were targeted.
Right.
So I watch all the players because obviously that's what we're doing first. Because the most help I can do to the players in our group is obviously to let you know what you got in store for, because the scheme is actually secondary. And when I see the players, then I see how they're being used. So, you know, some guys are just deep ball guys, some are short ball guys, some are these kind of runners. And as you guys know also, like I come in last week, I came in and showed you some cut-ups of the big plays the guys ran. Whereas this week, as you mentioned, I also watched the TV copy. And because this week, obviously, the tempo of the Denver offense is probably as important as any individual player, you know, we watch that. So you really look at both, you know, a lot of times. But the first thing I look at is I want to see what the players are on the other team, because that's really going to be our biggest challenge always. And then how they use those guys will be second.
Two-part question. What's your biggest challenge as far as getting the message across to the players? Is it the motivating the players, or giving them your game plan, or what we need to do? You just kind of elaborate on that a little bit. What's your biggest challenge as far as the players going into the week?
The truth of the matter is the biggest challenge probably is inspire the guys to accept the plan.
Buy into the system.
That's the biggest challenge always. Even though it might seem simple to some, you know, because you always hand down a plan.
Right.
But if there was ever, the most important thing would be to make sure that the guys are inspired to do the plan. That's why I always believe it's important to try and everybody gets turns as much as you can, because that typically inspires the guy. As you know, Harry, on offense, if there's no plays with your number called, you're kind of thinking, man, I'm not even in the plan. Well, defensively, it can fall on the same thing. You'd like to be in the plan. And so,
okay.
Is that?
Yeah.
All right. D-Block, y'all got anything else? I heard a rumor, though, coach. Rumors, they could be one with the other.
There you
rumors, you can dance a little bit.
All right.
Isn't the truth of that?
I don't know what the rumor is.
You can dance.
Oh, that I can dance?
You can dance.
I can't dance. No, I can dance. I can't dance. I'm not pulling this stuff.
There's a rumor, man. There's a rumor. No truth to it.
I just know that, hey.
I know this much. If it was true, I'm not showing.
You know that's where we was headed next. You know where we was headed next. D-Block, anything else?
That's it, man. I appreciate him coming, man.
Coach, yeah. Hey, welcome to D-Block, man. Right. It ain't
time. We all together.
Look, Coach, I like to break on the ready. I like to break on the ready. I don't think the fans really know about that.
We gonna go up here and break on the ready?
You know, I'm doing it like me.
Oh,
I'm
into
me.
All right, here we go.
Let's act like we just sitting down.
Here we go.
Give him a little insight on what we do.
Here we go.
There we go.
All right, the meeting's just yours, all right? Yeah. Here we go, guys. Breaking on the ready. Ready.
There we go. Let's go to work, baby.
Time to go.
Welcome to D-Block, Coach. D-block. Hold on, guys. Hey, hold on, guys. Hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute. Appreciate you, Coach. Hold on, Coach. Bro. Come on in. Come on in. Come on. Hey, fans. Falcon fans. Come on. Come on in.
Okay.
Special guest. We got a special guy. Hey, I'm gonna break this down for you now.
Oh, man.
Listen, pay attention.
Oh, man.
He's not part of D-Block yet.
Yeah.
He has an address on D-Block.
Address?
So, therefore, he's new to D-Block.
New?
Right. What's your name, son?
Pastor.
What was your name?
Rookie.
There we go.
Oh,
rookie.
Okay.
This is a rookie. You're not pet yet. You're rookie. You're rookie right now, right?
Yes, sir.
But we want to welcome you
All right. To
D-Block. You're not part of D-Block yet.
Okay?
No, baby. It's going to be okay. You're not part of D-Block yet.
You're
never on D-Block. Right. So we want to welcome you in.
Tell them what your job is on D-Block. Tell them what your role is on D-Block. Show them. Show the people. What do you have to do before every show?
Oh, I'm the one who puts the Gatorade down with the ice.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. And make sure
Make sure that
the
hydrated.
Oh, yeah.
Hydrated. Make sure Unc has his towels and his cold tub shorts.
There we go.
That's right.
Welcome to the block, man.
Welcome, baby.
All right.
Welcome.
All right.
Hey, all right,
man.
Hey.
Coach up, man.
Welcome, Coach up.
Oh, get Coach up. Hey. Get Coach up.
Hey. There we go, buddy. Yeah. All right. Yeah. There we go.
D-Block, keep that fire.
D-Block, keep that fire.
Don't hurt him.
D-Block.
Cut.